This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Former City Council member Alicia Kennedy ran in the crowded field last year to be mayor of Kansas City. She didn't win, but her strong showing kicked off a new chapter in a life of achievement and public service. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson profiled Kennedy as part of the Sharing America series of profiles on women of color who are making a difference in their communities.
Alicia Kennedy doesn't look at the defeat in the mayor's race as a loss.
I won the respect of my peers that otherwise said I had no business in that race to begin with. And I gained a new sense of confidence in myself to trust my instincts wholeheartedly, particularly when my convictions lend me to be bold in a way to empower others.
When Kennedy ran for mayor, she was the only woman of color running. She came in third out of 11 in the primary. It was only the second political office she had set her sights on, the first being elected to the city council's 5th district seat. Instead of running for re-election, she ran for mayor.
I firmly believe that you cannot build this city on the backs of the poor, and that's what we have done for, in some form or fashion, for a long time.
The issues Kennedy says were important to her were social, economic, and equity issues and stabilizing neighborhoods and families. When she ran for mayor, Quentin Lucas was a fellow city council member who eventually won the election. Lucas appointed Kennedy as the chairperson of the very prominent Tax Increment Financing Commission.
We both ran for mayor, and you know, I guess I'm glad I have my position, but I thought she had a lot more to give to our community, and she has a lot more to give to our community for decades to come. Heck, I disagree with Alicia sometimes, and sometimes we had some strong debates. But that said, she comes with her A game, she comes prepared, and she's not one of those people who's bitter after a fight is over.
Kennedy is a black woman from Kansas City's East Side who was the first person in her immediate family to go to college.
I've had a very full career at 40 years old, and I've done a lot of things, but the common theme in everything I've done has been service and advocacy.
Kennedy has had a full career indeed. Several, in fact. Attorney, former city council member, former beauty salon owner. She's someone who has worked full-time since she was a junior in high school.
One of the things that I've learned is, you know, as women of color, it's okay for us to evolve. Some people say reinventing yourself. I believe it's an evolution because things that you learn at one level prepare you for the next level.
She graduated from Northeast High back when it was a magnet school with the focus on law and public service. As a high school junior, school got out at 2:30 in the afternoon, and Kennedy headed over to her full-time job where she worked in customer service collections. She worked for AT&T immediately after graduating from high school, where a program paid for her to get her cosmetology license. Kennedy took a detour to work in the financial services industry, but after doing that for a few years, she left to open her own nail salon, which she did for about 5 years.
That time gave me an opportunity to begin to be able to explore things that I wanted to do and where I wanted to make impact in the community.
Along the way in Kennedy's journey, she bought her first house at the age of 18, took evening classes to get her college degree at Park University, and obtained her realtor's license. When Kennedy graduated from law school at the University of South Dakota, she came back to Kansas City. She ended up working on the executive staff of Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker. It was the start of her path to politics.
The issues that they were dealing with in high crime areas really wasn't crime. It was social and economic issues, dysfunctional families, high incidences of poverty, lack of access to basic needs and services, you know, limited transportation options to get them to opportunities.
Kennedy decided getting a seat at the political table would enable her to tackle these issues and make a difference. Even though she is no longer an elected official, Kennedy advises other women who are interested in running for office. She has also been involved with groups such as Madam President Camp to encourage more girls to go into politics. As Kennedy's profile grows, she believes she can find more opportunities to provide service to the Kansas City community, including through politics. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
This story is part of Sharing America Profiles, a series about women of color doing local work on issues of national importance. Sharing America is a collaborative reporting initiative covering race, identity, and culture. You'll find more at sharingamerica.news.